I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's coming up now with Allie Burlow and Elspeth Hay. And this time, they're making good stuff with the early harvest of the season.
It's that lush time of year again, when everywhere you look, it's bursting and verdant, full of life force with edible greens popping up all over. From backyards and side roads, whether you forage or join the gathering at the farmers markets. Elspeth and I are trying out some new ways to brighten up our cooking with these tender beauties. First up, nettles.
I first learned to identify stinging nettles on a Canadian island as a kid, walking down the path to the water with my hands held high over my head. I had to learn to spot them quickly. One brush with a leaf and I'd have a red, burning, nettle-stung hand. But when my first daughter was born, a friend brought us a big pot of creamy nettle soup with kernels of sweet corn and earthy, vibrant flavors. And I learned that nettles are edible. And not so scary if you pick them wearing garden gloves.
That makes sense a friend would give them to you after childbirth, because nettles are fortifying. I like to make an infusion with the tender leaves and stalks before the plant is full grown and flowers. I throw a bunch of them into a pot of boiling water, then turn off the heat and let it steep for up to 8 hours. It quenches my thirst after a dark winter, that deep, nourishing color. It's good hot or cold. I'm also challenging myself to cook more with dandelion greens because I like bitter. I want to try to make the greens into a pesto with basil, garlic, and walnuts.
I make a wild pesto with garlic mustard, which grows everywhere, and I toss it hot with pasta. The flavor is just like you'd imagine, pungent with a mustardy kick. A few years ago, two farmers I interviewed recommended another way to eat greens with pasta. They taught me to take the tops of turnips and radishes and sauté them with sausage and garlic and white wine, and finally a dash of heavy cream and penne.
That sounds so much better than composting those tops. I imagine carrot greens, beet tops, any of those tops would taste good sautéed like that, or minced up into a salad as a garnish. Use it up. Spring is also the time to harvest raspberry leaves before the plant flowers. I dry them in a single layer on an old window screen, the same way I do with nettles, and have both ready to use for tea throughout the year.
I've got mint and arugula and spinach and Swiss chard all ready in my garden. I like to make the mint and arugula into a salad with cilantro, lemon juice, artichoke hearts, and parmesan. And the spinach and the Swiss chard I wilt down for a skillet spanakopita. Soon enough, gardens and roadside stands and farmers markets will explode with color. But for now, we're reveling in all things green. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
And I'm Allie Burlow.
We've got photos and some of Elspeth and Allie's recipes and recommendations right on our website, capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.